My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke, and I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. here on NBC Sports 920 The Game. I bring you the best guests in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's world. The show streams live at 8 a.m., and for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith's Town and Country Center. Come in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, knowledgeable staff, and the highest quality products. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I look forward to chatting with all of you. Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your day to end another week on a great note in the holiday season, and always good information coming your way from the best guests in the industry and always the relevant topics for our good health. We want to learn as much as we can. We need to get as much information under our belt so that we can make those wise, healthy, decisive decisions today. Sometimes we have a feeling, or we just have, I don't know, learned along the way or been told that, you know, we just have to kind of go one way or be told what to do. And we kind of lose the focus on taking care of ourselves and making our own healthy decisions. We need to take it back. We need to be able to have open dialogues with our medical practitioners. We need to be able to make choices about our diet and our health and our nutrition. And we need to make sure that we know as much as we possibly can know about every health situation that we are either concerned with, worried about, dealing with right now, or we are privy to because of our genetics. You know, so we need to learn as much as we possibly can. So we talk about most of those things here almost on a daily basis here on the Staying Healthy radio show. You can tune into the show Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning here on NBC Sports 920 The Game. Of course, every day you'll hear me talk about Stay Healthy Health Food Store. I am all about tools, I'm all about education, and I'm all about information. And so are they. They are also Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. When you go to Stay Healthy, you not only get information and education, but you shop in a store packed with the best quality products available from the companies with high integrity that think of us, the consumer, first. When you go to Stay Healthy, bring your questions with you. And before you know it, you'll walk out with great information and you'll create an amazing relationship with the folks at the store, and it'll become your go-to place for everything health and nutrition. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. They're open Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Make sure to check out their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com, and of course, make sure to like them on Facebook as well. When you go to their webpage, make sure to enter your email address so you can be privy to things like upcoming newsletters and specials and coupons and all that good stuff. And remember, you still got a couple days left to go to the store and enter to win the two basket giveaway they'll be giving away at the end of the month. Just say, I want to enter and win, and they'll give you a slip to fill out. You never know. You might just end up with a basket full of awesome products. Well, today we're going to be talking about keto. Now, keto's all over the place and people are hearing things, and with it comes a lot of confusion. With it comes also a lot of hope for the future, and people are learning good information, but we need to pin it down and realize that it's not just about diet. There are supplements that help to make it work more effectively. And Peter Navarro is here today to talk to us about the keto diet and line of products from Ancient Nutrition. Peter's a devoted health enthusiast with a passion for learning the ins and outs of supplementation. For the past 10 years, a cumulative amount of knowledge has been obtained, and Peter has studied the library of alternative health books and has the drive to be well informed on all of it. He's also helped guide individuals to pave their paths to live healthier lives through his wisdom and advice. Working in retail has led him to new avenues to help everybody. Now he has the opportunity to work for the industry's finest Ancient Nutrition, and today we are going to be talking about the capsule line that is out from under the keto category, but from Ancient Nutrition. So when you go to Stay Healthy, you'll see that Marge has got the bone broth category set up. She's also got the keto category, and it's got its own section. So it'll be pretty easy to find the products. Help me welcome my guest. Hey, Peter, how are you?
Hey, Jeff, I'm doing amazing. How about yourself?
I'm doing really well. And I think this is going to be, you know, easy for people to kind of get a better understanding today, but maybe to get started, you know, because it's right now at that time of the year and people are trying to decide, you know, what do I want to do? Do I want to go Mediterranean? Do I want to go high protein, low carb? And their friends are probably talking to them about keto. Before we talk about the products, can you give an overview of what the keto idea mentality is?
Most definitely. I would be glad to. So keto is basically abstaining from carbohydrates. That's probably the simplest way to put it. So you're basically going to be switching your body's ability from burning glucose, sugar, starches, carbs, and you're going to put emphasis on burning fat, your stored fat cells. So your body actually produces what's called ketones when it doesn't have any carbohydrates available. So your body will start to tap into those stored fat cells to be utilized for energy. So essentially, it's one of those things where you're leaving that idea of becoming a sugar burner into becoming a true fat burner. So a lot of people have been finding a lot of success with this, mainly due to the fact that there's not a lot of, you know, highs and lows with blood sugar. There's not a lot of blood sugar regularities. People are starting to find out that they're satiated more. They're, you know, encouraging more healthier fats in their diet. A lot of people are noticing that their digestion has improved a lot, mainly because you're eliminating a lot of those potential allergens, those potential inflammatory foods. So that's basically what keto comes down to. It's basically just becoming fat adapted and not relying on carbohydrates as your source of energy.
Would you say that it's similar to a high-protein, low-carb diet?
Similar in some ways, not similar in the fact that the majority of high-protein diets are going to be about, you know, 70 to 80% protein, where with the keto diet, it's actually switched. So it's going to be 70 to 80% fat, 20% carbs, and depending on your macronutrients per individual, it's going to be more in the moderate protein area. Just because having too much protein, especially what I like to call naked protein, protein without fat, our bodies become smart enough to do what's called gluconeogenesis. So when you have too much excess protein, your body will utilize that protein as a carb source of energy. See, our body's gotten a lot smarter throughout the years of evolution, so trying to keep your protein a little bit on the more moderate, lower side is actually more beneficial as opposed to having a higher amount of protein during the keto diet.
You know, one thing that I've learned along the way is that a lot of people get fearful of fat. You know, you're a younger guy, but I mean, we went through a huge thing, you know, a couple decades ago where we were told to eat no fat at all. And of course, everybody just got fatter, you know, because we learned how important fat really was. But now today, people are fat shy. You know, here we are, we're telling them to eat more fats in the program, and they're thinking to themselves, I'm trying to get rid of fat. You know, so and I'm eating fat. So we have to kind of get over that mentality. And I'm just wondering, how would you tell somebody that has been told to eat a low fat diet and they're overweight and now we're telling them to eat more fat, and their hands are thrown in the air and they're going to just go out to McDonald's?
No, I totally come across that time and time again. So it's a great question. So with the keto approach that Jordan and Axe have decided to, you know, approach, it's basically that we're not doing the typical, you know, keto, typical Atkins type diet. Yes, those are all great and they have high success rates, but we're more trying to encourage people to have long-term healthier lifestyle choices. So basically, you're going to be consuming healthier fats like avocados, coconut oil, MCT oil, you know, bone broth oil, you know, leaner meats. So we're staying away from more processed foods. You're not going to be, you know, eating pounds and pounds of bacon and, you know, just engorging in bacon fat and sausage and a lot of processed meats with nitrates and, you know, a lot of unhealthy trans fats. So it's more of switching that mindset of, you know, there is such thing as good and healthy fats. We've just not been, you know, exposed to these as much as we have because, you know, media, whether it's being propagated that, you know, oh, all fat is equal. No, not all fat is equal. There's just like not all carbs are equal. There's carb sources that have, you know, nutrients that are, you know, very beneficial to us. It's the same thing with fat. There's a lot of fats that actually have advantages in our body and help nourish, you know, hormones and, you know, keeping you satiated. So there's a lot of really good fats out there, and they have a lot of amazing benefits.
So let's say they decide that they're going to do the keto diet and they go in to stay healthy and they see these wonderful capsules that March has all kind of lined out right now so that people can actually see all the different capsules. Where do you start with the capsules? Do we start nutrition first? You know, like with the multi, I'd like to talk about all of them. Why don't we do that? Why don't we talk about the keto multi? Because I think foundational nutrition, of course, should be first and primary.
I will agree with you on that. So multivitamins are always going to be a huge staple in any program you're starting. That is why Jordan has introduced one of the first of its kind, the Keto Multi. So when you are transitioning and you're making these changes, and sometimes some of us don't even get a lot of nutrients in our diet in general, so having a strong foundation such as a multivitamin will be amazing to help fill any nutritional gaps you may be having. You know, a lot of things, too, which separates Keto Multi from a lot of the others is the absorption and the digestibility of it. So we have a fermented multi. So basically we've broken it down to the smallest particles that we can so that it's easier for everybody to absorb, because we know digestive issues are a big thing today. So making it as easy to absorb as possible was Jordan's key goal. He also added a warming and bitter blend from ancient Ayurvedic and ancient Chinese medicine to help encourage, you know, more blood flow to the stomach, encouraging overall breakdown and absorption of the nutrients. So keto also is powered by MCT oil, chicken bone broth oil. So unfortunately, if you're vegetarian, this may not be the one for you. But if you are not, or if you don't mind not having, you know, non-meat based, then you'd be fine. So basically, we've added these fat sources to help encourage even more absorption of the vitamins, because people often forget that with multis or with vitamins of any kind, there are such thing as water soluble and fat soluble nutrients. So by having, you know, healthy, proper amounts of fats present, it definitely takes your digestion and absorption of those nutrients to the next level. So that's what we've been aiming for. We want to make sure that we're offering a powerful multivitamin complex. It's going to be high in fat-soluble nutrients like A, D, E, K, have a substantial amount of Bs, because we won't be getting those from a lot of those starch-based nutrients that we would normally have in our diet. And that's another thing to touch upon as well, is a multivitamin such as Keto Multi is very powerful because you will be limiting the amount of foods that you are eating, as opposed to, you know, if you're someone who ate a lot of fruits, a lot of, you know, high starch-based vegetables, you're not going to be able to have any of those. So making sure that you have proper, adequate nutrition is extremely important. So Keto Multi is definitely a way to set your foundation on your new path to keto.
Now, what is the dosage on the Keto Multi, and is it taken throughout the day for maybe better absorption or spread out, or do you take it at one time during the day? Is there a preference?
So the serving size is 6 capsules. I mean, even though it's been fermented and broken down and has, you know, everything you could possibly want, I still am a firm believer in spreading out your nutrients. You wouldn't eat one meal in a day. I wouldn't take a full dose of, you know, vitamins in a day and hope to, you know, have the most out of it. You want to spread it out, collect those nutrients, kind of like the IV drip effect, I like to call it. You're having nutrients throughout the day because, you know, in times of stress, we excrete those B's and C's. You know, our body's constantly utilizing nutrients. So having an ample amount available throughout the day is very important, in my opinion.
Is there a difference, let's say that you're a younger folk, you're in the younger category, or you're an older folk category, or you're somewhere in the middle. Is there a difference in the dosage of the multis, or is it across the board, follow the recommended dosage?
It's across the board, follow the recommended dosage. Mm. I personally would do 2 with each meal. Some people who like to take only their vitamins a night find that taking all 6 the night before bed doesn't give them any issues, and that's mainly due to that extra fat being added, so you don't have that, oh, I just took a multivitamin, what's going on with my stomach? No, you won't have any of that when you're using Keto Multi.
Now, is it hard to follow the keto way of eating, or once you get it in your mind, is it a little easier? Because it seems so overwhelming for most people. And, you know, and we try to make it, you try to make it easier, and you give them literature, and you give them the things to look at. And, you know, I think it'd be easier if people just had a shopping list of foods to go by and just followed that, you know, then got creative, you know, about recipes and things. But does it get easier with a little time?
It definitely does get easier with time, and it can be easier when you're starting, too. I'll actually jump into the next product because it plays such a crucial role in that question, and that's Keto Fire with caffeine and Keto Fire without caffeine. So when you're first transitioning from, you know, a normal standard diet and you're going into keto, your body can sometimes have a little, I don't want to say shock, like in an extreme way, but your body's kind of like, whoa, 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 hold on a second. You know, depending on your age, you've been a sugar burner for, you know, 20, 30, 40, 50 years sometimes. So it takes a little bit of a transitional period for your body to get used to burning fat for energy, or producing ketones, as I like to say. So when you have a product such as Keto Fire, it makes it so much easier during the transitional period. I've done keto on and off several times, and I got to say, having Keto Fire during the transitional phase made life so much easier. So generally, when you're first starting out, your body, you know, you feel really lethargic sometimes, depending on the individual. About 90% of people in America will feel, you know, some kind of, you know, brain fog, or, you know, low energy, you know, increased craving and appetite for carbohydrates. And there's a lot of different reasons why that is. But when you introduce something such as Keto Fire into your diet, it actually makes things a lot easier. And the reason for that is because Keto Fire actually it's actually an exogenous ketone. So what that means is it's a free form ketone for your body to utilize for energy. So when you're in that transitional phase, your body will utilize Keto Fire as its source of energy. So as you're doing your transitional phase for about a week, you'll start to notice that you have more energy. Your appetite is a little bit more controlled. You're not feeling sluggish. You're not having that brain fog. So that's one of the main reasons why I would say Keto Fire is probably the number two most all-time needed item when doing keto. I know people often see a lot of the, you know, butyric acid salts, and that's what Keto Fire actually has in it to make it so powerful. So basically, you're taking those butyric acid salts, and you're reaping all the benefits in terms of the energy, the body composition, the maximum brain output. So also, we've added to Keto Fire some organic coffee fruit extract, as well as things like ashwagandha, things to help with the metabolism, things to help, promote more energy throughout the day, especially when you're transitioning. Again, that's the biggest crucial point that people seem to have the most challenges with, because once the initial transition phase is over, it's more of just, you know, just getting accustomed to eating a higher fat diet, because we're so used to having, you know, the carb base. So we're going to notice that we start limiting the amount of times we're eating throughout the day, and it's going to be kind of a shock for some people too, because we're so taught and it's been ingrained in us to eat six meals a day. Whereas once you start to get into keto, you'll start to notice that some people only eat once or twice a day, and that's just because they're more satiated, their blood sugar's controlled, they're going to have clearer thoughts, longer lasting energy, better sleep. So it's an amazing product. The caffeine-free version is basically going to be, as it states, it's going to be caffeine-free. They're not going to have any organic coffee fruit extract. They have increased the amount of VHB in there, as well as the amount of ashwagandha. So that is going to be the main difference between the caffeine-free Keto Fire and Keto Fire with caffeine.
Would you say that the Keto Fire would be kind of the idea of helping to, let's say you're doing the diet and you're taking your supplements, and we'll get into the other products as well, but let's say you're doing cardio, you know, and you're burning, and you know you've got fat to burn, but you don't want anything that makes you overly nervous or edgy, but you want something that gets in and really gives you enough energy to be able to work out. And you might not have seen the treadmill or anything in a long time, so you know how it is. You feel like you have somebody riding on your back the first couple of days you're there. You know, would this be something to enhance the workout, and would you do it mostly around the workout, or can we spread this out throughout the day?
So it is encouraged to spread it out throughout the day, but okay. It's funny you should ask, because Jordan personally calls Keto Fire a gym in a bottle. And he likes to say that because it's basically priming the body to give it energy, adding MCT oils to get your body ready to start burning ketones to help, you know, give you that mental focus and mental energy to power through your workout. So what Jordan likes to tell people is you would have the Keto Fire in the morning. You could vary the dose depending on your caffeine tolerance level. Some people like to do 3 capsules. Some people like to do the full 6. And then you would have your Keto Fire caffeine-free throughout the day with meal times, especially during the transitional phase, because that's when your body's going to need it the most to help power you through those workouts and give you the energy to, you know, get through it. Because trying to work out the first initial week without this kind of stuff, it's pretty rough. I got to say, I've done it multiple times, gone back and forth between being keto and not. And it definitely, you'll notice the difference as opposed to not doing it. It makes your life so much easier. It's so advantageous to have Keto Fire in your arsenal.
You know, a lot of people, when they start to use these products, you know, especially when they have a history of using things that make them edgy and nervous, even the caffeine one, I don't think it makes you very edgy. There are people that are sensitive to caffeine, but it's not like an ephedra or anything like that, you know? So I don't know if people would want to go on the caffeine free. Does it work any less effectively without having the caffeine, or they work equally just without the extra caffeine?
So the only disadvantage to the Keto Fire caffeine free would be that extra antioxidant, extra brain health function from the organic coffee fruit extract. That's going to be the only main difference. Mm-hmm. Other than that, you're going to get the same, you know, ketone-based benefits. You're going to still have your body's ability to start utilizing those fat cells for energy more. You're going to have that ashwagandha to help speed up the metabolism, start getting things going. So that'd be the only difference, would be the cognitive benefits wouldn't be as high without the caffeine.
Now, I have a lot of people out here in Las Vegas, and of course around the country, listeners everywhere, but I have people that they may not do as much exercise in the gym, but their jobs are very, very active. Like in the hotels here, I've got people that walk. I've got waitresses that walk miles and miles and miles, bartenders that hit miles every day back and forth up the bar. And we got people that take their breaks and supervisors and people that are all over the hotels, as well as entertainers and room service and valet service. So they're running, moving all day long. Would that count for exercise? And would this help to enhance that as well?
Oh, definitely that would count as exercise, and definitely this would be extremely beneficial. I mean, think about not only the physical exertion that they're putting out to do these jobs, but the mental capacity that they're needing to utilize, and they're needing to utilize more of the brain to stay focused in these types of jobs, you know, to pay attention to detail, to be very keen and on point. So I think that it would be very highly beneficial for individuals of all trades, whether, you know, you're being sedentary and you're just, you know, you're trying to do computer work, to people who, you know, are doing more manual labor-based jobs, to people who are working the hotels and entertainers. Everybody needs energy, Jeff. We all need to have that, you know, energy to help get us through, and having the proper nutrition and the proper nutrients just makes us that much more of a force to be reckoned with.
Can you be on this diet if you're a vegetarian?
So there are new things coming out. Dr. Axe actually has a book coming out next month that will go over being a vegan and being a vegetarian on the keto diet. So that's actually something that's going to be very fun and exciting to look forward to, because before there was always this misconception that you have to be a meat eater to be on keto, and that's not true at all. You can be a vegetarian, and then even there is a way to be vegan. I'm not too keen on the vegan way, but there is a whole map coming out for people to follow if they do follow a vegan-type diet. So basically on the vegetarian version, you're going to not be consuming, obviously, any meat, but you're going to be having more, you know, heavy cream, coconut milk, avocados, more eggs, things of that nature. And there's so many delicious keto recipes, vegetarian and regular, that are just out of this world. So, I mean, your taste buds are in for a treat, too, I got to say.
Have you tried this yet?
The vegetarian form?
No. No, the keto diet in general.
Oh, yeah. So I've done it for 3 months at a time, then I'll go off, and then I will transition again, and then I'll go off. It just depends. Sometimes I like to splurge. You know, I see people that I don't really see very often, so I definitely do get out of ketosis very often, but having keto fire helps get you back into ketosis a lot faster as well. So I try to keep them on hand for those days that I do decide to cheat, because it helps get your body back into ketosis that much faster as opposed to taking the normal standard time.
Was it hard for you? And I know then we'll take a break and come back and hit the other capsules, but was it hard?
Oh, the first time, definitely.
Okay.
The first time without having any knowledge, without having any nutritional, you know, guidance, such as the keto line, it was a bit of a challenge. You know, I had to do a lot of research. And honestly, a lot of the research that I ended up doing ended up leading me back to the simplicity of it. I think oftentimes, like as you mentioned earlier, we're told things by individuals. We're told stuff by our doctors. We're told stuff by our friends and by our family. And the minute I took I took everybody else's ideas and threw them out the door, I just started to do the basic keto diet and keep a journal and started to realize how my body was reacting and what was best for me. And that made it so much easier the first time around, was just not letting the stress of it, the complexity of it get me down. Because in actuality, it's a very simple diet. It's just we're told so many different things from the media, from the news, from our doctors, from people who have done it before. And again, it's not a one-size-fits-all in terms of, you know, we're going to require more macronutrients based on our individual body. So knowing your body and listening to your body and how it responds makes it so much easier. So if I had known that the first time, I would have been a lot better off knowing that, you know, just listen to my body, just listening to your body in general and going through the transition. And then later on, when I got the supplements and they came out with the line and I went and do it, I was like, man, where were these products before? Because it made it so much easier. I was more mentally clear. I had more energy to work out. My digestive system was a lot better. And that was mainly due to the keto biome, which we will go over after the break. But you can do it. As long as you have the perseverance to do it, it gets easier and easier and easier. And someone like me who was constantly having blood sugar irregularities, I have hypoglycemia, so I'm always suffering from like really, really, really low lows on a very regular basis. So everything I eat, I have to be very specific, because if not, you know, 2 hours later, I'm, you know, yelling at people in traffic. So definitely controlling the blood sugar aspects and having more mental clarity and not having to eat all the time and, you know, just feeling at peace. It's just an amazing euphoric feeling once you finally get into keto.
We're talking with Peter Navarro today, and we're talking about ancient nutrition and the keto line, all the capsule products. We'll be hitting more when we get back. A quick break, and we'll be right back with Peter Navarro and ancient nutrition. Don't go away.
Hello, this is Jeffrey Burke, the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. I've been recommending Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract to people for many years now. Actually, decades. With over 700 peer-reviewed published scientific papers on everything from immune function to cholesterol, homocysteine, high blood pressure, and overall cardioprotective effects. Organic and odorless Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is the only truly odorless garlic supplement guaranteed not to upset your stomach or give you that embarrassing garlic odor. Available in capsules, tablet, and liquid. With many different formulas, choose the one that's right for you and for your individual healthcare needs. So do what I do. Eat right, exercise, get plenty of rest, and take Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Your heart will love it. Available at Stay Healthy Health Food Store here in Las Vegas, 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center. You can also get more information at www.kyolic.com. Have you had your Kyolic today?
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, Lou Paradise had the same problems that you have. He cured his pain. He eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprosyn Pain Relief and Healing Cream. Toprosyn relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take our word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprosyn and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you hurt, and we want to help. We're so sure that Toprosyn will work for you that we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Toprosyn. Toprosyn is available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston. Ask for Toprosyn and visit Stay Healthy today. Toprosyn, the last pain medicine you will ever need. And you can sleep on that.
Is there something missing from your fish oil? If it's purified, it's probably missing a whole lot. Purified fish oils use chemical processing that can destroy the beneficial compounds, vitamins, and antioxidants your body looks for. Fortunately, there's Homega from New Chapter, a new whole food approach to fish oil. Homega is extra virgin to deliver nature's whole complement of vital omegas, including 3, 5, 6, 7, and 9s, along with natural vitamin D and powerful antioxidants. Homega is 100% sustainably caught wild Alaskan salmon, some of the cleanest and most pure fish stocks in the world. So chemical processing to deliver purity is simply not required. Homega by New Chapter, because the world's best fish oil doesn't come from scientists, it comes from the world's best fish.
Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston, in the Town and Country Center.
All right, we're back. I want to remind you to check out the entire line of products from Ancient Nutrition at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Today, we're talking about the keto line of products, the capsules in the keto line. We're going to hit a bunch more of those right now. Remember to go to Stay Healthy at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. My guest today is Peter Navarro, representing Ancient Nutrition. We've talked a little bit about the keto fire. We've talked about the multi. I think something we do need to talk about as well is be able to incorporate in things like the keto digest. Now, people are eating foods that they may not be used to. I'm sure that the keto digest will make things a little bit better in our world of our compromised guts. So it's got to help.
Definitely. Keto digest was intended and created with people who are on the higher fat, higher protein-based diet. So when Jordan initially created this, he had people who were on the paleo-type diet and people who were also doing the keto as well. So the reason for that is because, you know, oftentimes when you have a lot more protein, a lot more fat in your diet, your body usually isn't used to it, especially in the day and age today where we're having a lot more, you know, carbohydrates, a lot more starches, a lot more foods that do not, you know, increase our lipase production and our protease production. So with that in mind, we have to have something to help us transition and get into the habit of consuming and digesting these foods that have a lot more fats and that require, you know, more lipase in our diet and that require a little bit more help in the digestive department. And that's what Keto Digest does. It offers a higher amount of lipase. It offers bacteria that actually helps increase the amount of lipase of your natural production to help further break down fat. And it also has a warming and bitter blend, which is going to help, you know, promote circulation and promote even more digestion. Just it's an amazing product. If you've ever taken a digestive enzyme, let me tell you, I've taken, you know, I want to say at least 20 in my lifetime, at least. And the Keto Digest definitely sets the bar. And especially when you're doing that keto and you're having a bit of higher fat, it makes that much of a difference to utilize that in your diet.
Would you go ahead and use the Keto Digest, just treat it like a digestive enzyme, take it every time you eat?
That is correct. And every time you're having a meal, especially during keto, you know, all of it's going to be high fat. So having one to two with each meal is going to be something that's going to definitely help you out. And it's going to vary from individual. It's going to take a little bit of wiggle room. I personally myself take one with each meal, sometimes two, depending on how heavy it may be. Mm-hmm. But some people find that, you know, taking two to three at a time is more beneficial for them. So it's all going to play on your own, how you're feeling and how, you know, your digestive is feeling overall, and how it was before is going to make a big difference as well, because, you know, when you're not used to having those kind of foods, you're going to need a little bit more of a help.
Right. Well, I mean, I can understand. I mean, we have to remember that sometimes, you know, we're putting foods in. And I was talking about this yesterday on my Facebook page. I said, you know, a lot of people, I get hundreds and hundreds of letters every January from people saying, you know, I'm eating right, I'm exercising, I'm taking my vitamins. Why don't I feel any better? Why don't I have any more energy? Why do I still have problems with my stomach? Well, you know, you went into this new way of eating, bringing all this good stuff in, but your digestive system may not be able to handle even the good stuff. You have to help it out. So the same thing applies with the keto. You know, you're eating different foods and you're trying to do good things here. But if you have a compromised gut and you don't digest your food very well, don't do it without bringing in the Keto Digest, because it's going to make a dramatic difference in allowing you to feel good and get the benefit out of the foods and the fats that you're eating. So I think it's a crucial part of the keto diet. You know, you want your multi, you want the keto fire to be able to do some burning, the keto digest to make sure that everything is working effectively. I think it's crucial.
It is, and that's what it's all the digestion, and it's all going to, you know, work hand in hand, and it's great because it leads us to the next product, one of my personal favorites, and that is Keto Biome. Now, Keto Biome was like all the others, one of the first of its kind, and rightly so. So basically, you're taking the soil-based organisms, and you are, you know, providing nutrients that you normally wouldn't get on a keto diet. And that's the biggest thing that I want to retract to real quick is when you are on keto, your diet has changed. You are no longer getting the same nutrients, and the same applies to your gut. You have certain strains of bacteria that live in your digestive tract, which feed off of starches and feed off of carbs that are good as well. It's not only the bad bacteria that feeds off of those things. So when you take away the food source, most people's bacteria dies off because they're not giving it proper nutrition to stay alive and, you know, have a balance in the intestinal flora. So Keto Biome actually provides those nutrients to that flora. So that way it keeps it healthy and keeps it going throughout the duration of your keto diet. Because a lot of times people notice that not only the digestion of food, but they start to notice that, you know, sometimes they feel a little bit more, you know, indigestion, they feel a little bit more uneasy. And again, that's all the transitional phase. And a lot of it has to do with, yes, the digestion, but also the bacteria that you're getting in your diet. So making sure you have adequate amount of soil-based organisms that are going to feed those starch-based bacteria is very important, because if not, then you're just putting your digestive tract out of whack. So this is probably one of my favorite products, and one that I would say that everybody should take, just because of that reason, just because digestion is so crucial and so important and varies from individual to individual. Having a wide variety of, you know, intestinal bacteria is highly important. So by making sure that you're keeping everything fed and well-balanced and working, I think that that's really important.
Now, what about using the biome and the enzymes together with every meal?
That is probably the most often way that I've heard, you know, my colleagues and people out there that are already using the keto line, they usually take them simultaneously. I've seen some people take two keto biome with one keto digest, vice versa. You could take it on an empty stomach. It just depends on the individual, but most people take them simultaneously just for the convenience factor of it. And when I do it, I take it simultaneously as well with each meal.
Okay. Now, if someone is already using a probiotic, can they discontinue that when they move to the biome?
They most definitely can.
Okay. And same thing, if they're using another enzyme and they can switch to these, they can discontinue the other one and use this. And
that is correct.
Okay, cool. That's great. You know, I'm really excited. I'm excited about this because I know that there's going to be a lot of people that are going to be able to really make some dramatic changes in their life and be able to see some of the wonderful things that are available for them out there. And, you know, and what about the pH? This one we didn't talk about too much the last time. And I mean, is this a concern?
That is probably my second personal favorite in terms of the keto products that we make. My top three are definitely Keto Biome, Keto pH, and Keto Fire. Keto pH, though, is often overlooked, and I think that it's important that people understand its importance and having it as a staple while doing keto. And the reason for that is not only the transitional phase, our body starts to increase, you know, starts to become more acidic just because of the lifestyle change. You know, we're not having as many alkalizing greens, not as many alkalizing nutrients in there. So we're getting more prone to over-acidity. Also, people don't know this, but when you're in keto, your muscle cells and your body basically flush excess water. So what happens is your body's electrolyte stores don't stay. So people are more inclined to be prone to, you know, muscle cramps, a little more dehydration. So going into that, proper hydration is very, very crucial during that, but also having a proper mineral supplement is going to be very key as well. And that's what Keto pH is. It's a very highly concentrated mineral supplement. So you're going to get your magnesium, you're going to get your calcium, you're going to get your potassium, your magnesium, all things that are very crucial and very important in the hydration process and overall electrolyte balance. But also, they have things like peppermint oil and a couple of warming and bitter blends to help make sure that you stay alkalized. So the way you would, the serving size for that is 6 capsules, and basically you would have those first thing in the morning. That's generally how people do it. They do the full 6 in the morning just to help, you know, get their hydration going in the morning to help make sure that they are more alkalized first thing. I personally like to do half my serving in the morning just because, you know, getting that alkalized, you know, going. Sometimes you wake up, could have a sour stomach or something. It's definitely perfect for that, for knocking any of those kind of issues out. But having it throughout the day as well helps ensure that your electrolyte levels are staying maintained throughout the day. And again, that's important because not only during the transitional phase, but just in general, proper hydration and having proper minerals is so crucial on keto. And that's one of the things that's highly often overlooked. And I think that's one of the most important things, because people sometimes will feel, you know, I'm not hungry, but, you know, I'm feeling more cramps. I'm feeling, you know, a little bit more stressed out. I'm, you know, not, something's not right. And oftentimes it's the mineral balance and the electrolytes. So that's why it's my second in command in my arsenal of keto supplements, because it does play one of the most important factors in the body. And it's been overlooked for too long. Not anymore. People need to realize the benefits of having that while they're doing the keto.
How do you feel about plenty of water on this? You know, we want plenty of water in our life, but I mean, does the hydration along with the pH and the extra water make a difference?
It definitely does. For anybody who has not done keto before, you will start to notice that, again, because you are not holding on to water, you will be thirstier. You will need to hydrate more often, especially people who, you know, or you guys are out there in the Las Vegas area, all the sweat, you're constantly getting rid of your water, you're constantly getting rid of your minerals. So it's even more important for those of you in those hot climates to make sure you're having proper hydration. And some people even get into carrying those jugs around, and I encourage that, because having proper hydration while on keto is extremely important, and having the mineral balance is even more important as well.
Now, people are saying, oh, there's a lot of different things to look at here. And I think you can actually kind of work within the program and hit the areas that you are wanting to work on, like the multi and the enzymes and the biome. These are things that are all your foundational things to keep you healthy on your program and to make sure your program is working. And then you can look at the pH, you can look at the fire. And like I said, you're gonna actually take a look at things. And the nice thing is you have a variety to work with. So there's something for everybody within this line.
No, I definitely agree, and that's the beauty of it. It's going to be, you have so much variety to choose from, all great, amazing products. But you, like you said, you're able to work on something more tailored towards yourself and your own goals. If you're someone, you know, who doesn't have as big digestive issues, you know, you may look to something more like the keto pH, or, you know, if you take a mineral supplement, you're more concerned about, you know, having the energy during the transitional phase and having more energy, while you are, you know, starting to work out and getting in the whole, you know, group of things. There's keto fire, or if you're just somebody who, you know, just needs a solid foundation and you don't know where to start, there's keto multi. So it's definitely a wide variety for people to choose from, and it's definitely tailored for that everybody can use something. There's something for somebody.
You know, I think there's a lot of information out there on this, and I think a lot more people are getting a feel for the keto. I guess you can actually call it a keto lifestyle, because that's kind of what it is, because it's going to be self-encompassing and completely involved within the foods that you're choosing and then the supplements that you're using, and it's going to be a completely different way of life.
Oh, tell me about it, Jeff. Next month, they've already anticipated that keto is going to take the world by storm. There's a lot of other companies that are starting to branch out to this category, and they hope to be in the production in the next couple of months. And that's just because they know that keto is here to stay, and they know that people are going to love it. The research has it all. You know, there's a lot more positive benefits that come with it than there are from all the scary things that people read on the internet. So it's definitely something that people are picking up on. It's not a trend. It's definitely, like you said, and I love that you said that, it's becoming a keto lifestyle. And there's already starting to pop up things that are, you know, in grocery stores and on the go, there's more convenient things. Even Starbucks has a protein style box that just has, you know, your cheese and your meats and all keto based. So it's definitely something that the world is seeing, and everybody's starting to transition along and make it more keto friendly for everybody who will be starting on this journey.
Well, let me ask you another question. You know, obviously, Jordan and Dr. Axe, you know, getting visible, there seems like there's a lot more visibility of ancient nutrition out there, and especially in some pretty big places, too.
Oh, definitely. Dr. Josh Axe is definitely making his rounds. You know, he's got a new book coming out next month. They will be featured on the Dr. Oz show next month as well.
Oh, great.
He will have a PBS special. Radio broadcasting, so he's going to be out there definitely promoting ancient nutrition and keto and getting a lot of exposure and informing a lot of people on all of the positive benefits that, you know, accompany this type of lifestyle and this type of diet, and, you know, just kind of putting out there what our brand is all about, because, you know, keto is an ancient lifestyle. You know, this is something that we had to do, and through evolution, our bodies became accustomed to it just because, you know, we didn't have enough foliage grow like during certain times of the season. So having our body have the ability to become fat adapted, it's not a new thing. It's actually very old. So again, our name says it all, ancient nutrition, bringing ancient nutrition to a modern world. And that's exactly what they are doing. And I couldn't be happier to be part of it.
You know, somebody just chimed in and they said, you know, I'm in my early 60s, but, you know, I did high protein, low carb for many years. I was very successful, but I'm looking to try something new. Is someone in their 60s too old to eat this way? Good question.
Definitely not. I've come in contact with a lot of people who are a little bit, you know, in the older age range, who are a little bit up there. And there's people I knew a woman who was 80 years old. I met her at one of my accounts. And she was just talking to me about how health issues, she was always tired, she was always run down, and she had heard of the keto, you know, she was seeing it on Facebook and people talking about it, and she was like, you know, I don't think I can do this. And so she eventually started talking to her doctor and started incorporating it more and more into her diet, started utilizing the caps, the proteins, everything that the keto has to offer, and within 6 months, I think she dropped about 100 pounds, and she looks amazing, and she's never been happier. She was somebody who was always, like myself, suffering with the highs and lows of blood sugar, you know, irritability, you know, always waiting for the next meal, you know, brain fog, just, you know, tired in general. And she's up, she's walking around, and she's never been happier. So age, unless you're suffering from something and your doctor, you know, highly encourages that you do not because of, you know, other reasons or health reasons, I don't see a reason why you should not give it a try, because, you know, what besides the weight to lose and, you know, all the other negative side effects, what else do you have to lose?
You know, I got to tell you a story. I have a friend of mine. It's a friend of a friend, and she has been a vegetarian for the last 10 years, and she loves being a vegetarian, but she has gained 90 pounds being a vegetarian, and she will tell you that it's sugar and carbs, and she turned into a carb junkie, and she was so unhealthy. Her blood pressure was high. Her blood sugar was high. Her cholesterol is off the chart. The doctor says, you got to stop being a vegetarian. This is not working for you. And she went into the store and she talked with Marge and she decided she was going to do the keto diet and do it the right way, but not vegetarian style, just do it. So she changed her diet, started following the keto, using the powders, using capsules, and jumped on it, went back to the gym. She has dropped not only all that weight, but another 10. And she looks amazing. And she just said, you know, I became a vegetarian to get healthy, and all it did was make me unhealthy because of my attraction to starchy carbs and sugars. She goes, it just wasn't for me. But this is someone that came, she called it coming over to the dark side. But she's doing brilliantly, and she's doing great. It's good to hear.
It is. And another thing, too, is oftentimes when people start a new journey, I think their biggest concern is, you know, am I going to constantly be hungry? Am I not going to be eating enough? And that's the real beauty of keto. With the exception of the first transitional week, you know, just the mental cravings of carbohydrates, once that diminishes, you are eating a sufficient amount of fat, and fat is actually more known to be satiating, so you actually don't feel hungry. So that's a good thing as well. People oftentimes when they're dieting or doing, you know, regular conventional diets, they just feel starving all the time. They're irritated. Mm-hmm. They're grumpy. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, someone started a diet. No wonder you're on that person. Well, with keto, you will not feel that way. You will not feel that way at all. You will actually feel more invigorated. You will have more energy, more clear thought. You know, you won't be worried about food. Sometimes I forget to eat. During when I'm doing keto, sometimes I'll forget to eat. You know, as long as I'm staying hydrated and, you know, I can go, I can drive for hours, and I just don't even realize it sometimes because you're just so mentally focused and, you know, you have so much blood sugar stability and you're getting a lot of nutrients from your foods and your supplements in general that you just forget sometimes. And I think that's so cool. We're so used to constantly waiting for that next meal. Mm-hmm. And to kind of change that up, it's definitely an amazing feeling.
Well, I want to thank you, my friend, for being here. I wish you a happy, healthy new year. We'll talk again in January, and I look forward to our next chat. And thank you for making this easy today for people to understand and, you know, keeping it so people can understand where to go and how to work within the line. I thank you so much, and say hello to everybody back at Ancient Nutrition.
I will. Thank you, Jeff. Have a good one, everybody. Happy New Year.
Be well, my friend. My guest today, Peter Navarro, representing Ancient Nutrition. We talked about the keto line of products today. They're all available at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. And, of course, all the capsules are there. And remember, you want to keep in mind Dr. Josh Axe and Jordan Rubin will they'll be on Dr. Oz coming up in January. So you get even more information and they'll have more visibility for you to learn more about the products. But you can go in to Stay Healthy and talk with them any day and get started on the program now. You'll have a couple weeks under your belt already. I think it's a great time to start right now because you're going to get into the new year before you know it. You're already going to have the ball rolling. You're going to feel good. And like Peter said, you're going to feel comfortable. You're going to feel not hungry. So I think it's going to do pretty well for you. Remember to look at the entire line of products from Ancient Nutrition at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Stay Healthy is the oldest independent health food retailer in Las Vegas, your one-stop full-service location for everything health and nutrition, and they're in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. When you go to Stay Healthy, bring your questions with you. You'll get them answered. It's a full-service environment, fully packed with the best of the best products in every single category, the most knowledgeable staff, and the greatest customer service. Like I said, full-service store, top to bottom. That's why they're here. That's why they have that great reputation, because they're always there to make sure that when you walk out, you have peace of mind, the best products for your individual journey, and then you have that go-to person to come back and work with again at the store. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6, and they're closed on Sunday. Remember to check out their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. Read the industry articles, which are awesome. They change frequently, but, you know, 10 minutes at their webpage, reading all the industry articles on the homepage can bring you up to date and really keep you relevant in the health industry and may just answer your questions that you're having in your specific situation on your journey. You know, that's good up-to-date information and people want to learn more. That's one of the best ways of doing it. And of course, while you're there, print a $5 off coupon to use on your next $50 purchase and enter your email on their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com, and you'll be privy to things like newsletters and coupons and specials and all that good stuff just for entering your email on their page. And of course, a thumbs up on their Facebook page as well. Remember to tune into the show Monday through Friday. I'm here on NBC Sports 920 The Game. It's the Staying Healthy radio show, and you can tune in live every single day, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9. If you can't tune in live, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer, all of my shows are recorded. They're podcast daily and put on my webpage, so you can go at the end of the day, and whatever was on that morning will be on the webpage for you to listen to, and you'll be able to download the shows that were convenient, or maybe you'll say, oh, I got to go back to last Tuesday and hear the show that I heard last Tuesday. I didn't get a chance to finish it. You can do that. You can scroll back and listen to the shows when it's convenient for you. It's a great service, and it just makes it comfortable for people that whose schedules don't allow them to listen to the show live. So when you tune into the show, hopefully we'll have some good topics, some relevant topics, because that's what I try to have every day. I bring you the best guests in the industry, and I make sure that you have information at your fingertips so you can make those decisions that are intricate in your good health. Remember to check out all the products from Ancient Nutrition, all the capsule products that we talked about today in the keto line from Ancient Nutrition. Of course, their bone broth line and all that other good stuff, their herbal line, and even their essential oils, all of them awesome. It's a great line from top to bottom. But today we talked about the keto line. They can give you literature and information. Get started if you're going to start on the keto diet, but use the tools that are at your fingertips. Have a great day, everyone. Be well. God bless. Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health. The best guest in the industry, helping all of us stay healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburk.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you again.